Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Sharon says, hey, Eric, I was wondering, I think I saw a brief clip of Violetta on the news. I think it was Channel 5 that interviewed her, NBC. Just wondering if that is accurate. Thanks, Sharon. Or maybe it's Sharon.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Violetta, you on the Fiverr yesterday? Did you make the cut onto the Fiverr?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was on a voting high. I just come out of voting.
And Martini in hand.
Well, no. Mm-hmm. But I don't even remember doing the interview. I, like, blacked out.
You don't remember doing the interview?
No,
because you were on such a high, you were just seeing black.
Yeah, and I just put my sticker on, and they stuck the microphone in my face with the stick. And she's like, did you just vote? I'm like, yeah, I got a sticker. And then...
of course I did. Look at the sticker.
Yeah. That's the fun part.
I know, but the sticker's not even in the shot. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Huh. But it was cool.
Cool.
All right. I have a question.
But I can see Violetta going, okay. I don't know where to go with this. But okay, I don't know how to wrap this. It was cool.
I have a question for Violetta on that, though. Was there a long line at your place or no?
So my place is one of the 51 places where you can vote from multiple precincts. So, yes, my line was long.
Okay. How long did you wait?
I waited probably 35 minutes.
Okay, because I didn't know what to think. I will say I drove by my place where I had said the day before with early voting there was a huge line, but I walked right in with the mail-in ballot. I didn't see anybody in line on election day. Then the news reports I watched, it seemed to vary. Like, huge lines at the United Center I saw, but I saw other reports that were like, we don't see anybody out here today. It looks like everybody voted early. So I don't know what to make of that.
Nationally, there was a big storyline last night that voter turnout was lower than expected.
Yeah, because so many people had done it early.
Yeah,
Violetta, who at the Fiverr was handling the interview?
Oh, I don't know. A nice girl.
A nice girl.
A nice girl.
As opposed to the not nice girls
there. Yeah, she was really, really sweet. But what's funny is I text my dad a clip of the video because people kept sending it to me, like my friends. And my dad's text back to me was, pretty cool. How did they choose you? Pretty girl or what? Like, did they pick you just because you're pretty?
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, you know what most parents would say? I'm proud of you.
Did she really just say that out loud?
Yeah. Because my dad, like, I'm like, Dad.
Your dad's proud. He's very proud.
No, he's not.
No, he's ashamed. I don't know.
It was the weirdest text.
So was this conversation.
Oh, boy. Why?
That is so
28. That's my dad.
I understand.
He's just crazy.
Yeah. You should have, thrown your hair back when you said that statement. Did they just pick me because I'm pretty? Then do a hair toss.
No, that was supposed to show my dad than me complimenting myself. I get what you think I did there.
I got you. I'm pretty certain we all think you did that there.
No, that's not it. I had really good things to say. That's the
You should find out who interviewed you there so we can send them a nice note.
And ask why they picked you, whether or not it was Broncos theory or not.
Right.
No, I hope not.
Yeah, let's ask. Let's find out who it is. And then let's send them a note and let's ask them why. And their response is going to be, I don't even remember who you're talking about. I talked to 600 people
yesterday. That might actually be the case.
But there was one stunning that came out when I chose. Oh, my God. All right, let's meet our competitor. You ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
How are you today? Oh, we're great. Hold on here. I'm going to make sure your phone sounds more clear. You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Did you have a good election day?
I did.
Did you have the whole family over for a big meal and exchange gifts for Election Day?
No.
Nah.
Just the TV on.
Maybe
4 years from now you got a chance. All right. Were you listening yesterday at this time? Any chance that happened, Julia?
I was. I don't remember all the names.
That's all right. No one does. That's the whole idea.
Nor do we.
So what's going to happen is we had Whip pick three obscure races, the kind of races you don't see on TV, the kind of races you don't see nonstop commercials about. And then we're going to find out today which of the two candidates in those races was victorious. We're going to have you predict. He'll share the races with you again. If you get two out of three right, you win.
Okay.
All right. All right. Whip, I can still see you frantically trying to find out.
No. I think I got it.
All right. Well, that's how we work here in America.
I believe
I
have
got it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Are you ready, Whip?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let's. You want to go with the corner race last?
Yeah, we got to wrap that up. That's our big one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So let's go first with the Kane County Recorder of Deeds. Was that one of them?
That was one of them.
Yeah. Kane County Recorder of Deeds.
We had two competitors.
The Democrat Brenda Rogers going up against the GOP's Sandy Wegman.
All right. Yesterday, Recorder of the Deeds in Kane County. Was it Brenda or Wendy? What do you think, Julie?
No, Brenda or Sandy.
Brenda or Sandy.
Wendy,
yeah,
or
enough.
The long shot Wendy. Brenda or Sandy, who do you think won?
I'm going to go with Brenda.
Brenda, she says Brenda. Whip.
All right, it looks to me as though Sandy won.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's good for Sandy. That's bad for Julia.
If you are Brenda or Sandy, please call and tell me I'm wrong.
Okay.
Because I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure Sandy took it.
The votes are still being
counted. What if I need a deed recorded? I don't know who to go to now.
All right, just call them both and see who responds.
All right, that's okay. You still have time here, Julia. What do we have for the second one, Whip?
This is going to be the Circuit Court Clerk of McHenry County.
All right.
And with that one, we have the Republican Catherine Keefe going up against the Democrat Renee Overly.
All right. What is the clerk of the court?
Circuit Court Clerk.
Catherine or who's the other one?
Renee Overly.
Kathy or Renee. Who do you like in that one? Who do you think won?
I'll go with Renee this time.
Renee.
I am sorry. It looks like
Catherine
has taken it. Wow. And I'm pretty confident because I actually have vote totals here.
All right. This adds an interesting twist to things, Julia. You're 0 for 2.
Right.
I'll tell you what. If you can go 0 for 3, which I think is nice, with the coroner, which means you died in this contest.
Oh, God.
All right? If you can go 0 for 3, so if you get this one wrong, we'll make you a winner, okay? So pick the loser for the coroner.
Okay.
All right, once Franklin County coroner.
Yeah,
third
this is
race.
Franklin County way down in the southern tip of the state.
Yeah.
It was the Democrat Marty Leffler against Republican Brandon Odell.
All right. Franklin County Coroner, pick the loser, Marty or Brendan?
Brandon.
I think Marty is the winner.
Marty won, Brandon lost, Whip.
That is correct.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Hey.
I know.
So she won. Yeah, you picked the loser.
You win.
Sort of.
No.
You sort of win.
Well, yeah, she wins. Let's
pick the loser.
Yeah, she picked Brandon as the loser.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know.
Whip, this is your bit.
I know, I'm confused. I thought she picked it incorrectly, but we wanted her to pick it wrong, right?
Yes, exactly.
We wanted her to pick it wrong.
Yeah. So I think she picked it right.
We wanted her to pick the loser, Whip.
Okay.
Are you here?
The correct loser?
Oh, my God. Don't make it worse.
Got it.
Time to find out the top three things that are currently trending on Twitter. Violetta at the social media desk is ready to roll. You ready?
Yes.
At least I hope so. At number three.
Ed Sheeran has paid for a primary school teacher to take a music course to help children with learning disabilities create songs. And everybody is just eating this up online, saying Ed Sheeran is just the best guy.
Does Ed Sheeran ever do anything that people don't like?
I know.
Has he ever done something like a bad guy? He's a bad guy? I don't think so, yeah. Trending on Twitter, number two.
So many people love the Mandalorian series and sneakers. Well, now Adidas is dropping their second collection tomorrow, and people are pumped. More specifically, our very own Chris Petlak is pumped.
Oh, here we go.
Because he loves sneakers.
Bumped up kick.
Oh, my God.
Yep, exactly.
Here we go. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Hashtag counting is trending because the results in the U.S. are not in for last night's election. Mm-hmm. But people are also circulating what Harry Styles said about if he could vote in America, which was, if I could vote in America, I'd vote with kindness.
Another guy.
That's taking
Harry
a stand
Styles
there,
ever
Harry.
Say anything wrong?
I know, right?
What's with
him.
British guys saying all the right stuff all
right.
the time?
Oh, that accent.
And by the way, did you see Meghan Markle yesterday became the first royal ever to vote in a U.S. election?
I saw that.
Like
yeah.
That. There you go. We got flip-floppers. We got last-second changers.
Really? Is
we got
a lot?
You walked into the polling place thinking you're going one way and you went the other.
Wow, that's cool.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
This exact experience happened to you yesterday?
It did, and I have to tell you, I've been married for over 20 years, and I've never told my husband who I voted for. He harasses me every election. I said, it's none of your damn business.
Right.
It's my vote, my choice.
Right, right.
So I did flip-flop.
Flip-flop. Now, are you going to tell him you flip-flopped or not?
I did not. That's why my name is really not Kim.
I got you. Good thinking. You know what?
You're... He will never find out.
You're talking like that because that happened in my house growing up a lot. My mom and dad. It was like a running joke. My dad had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my dad would always try to, this is a particular party house.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to say which one, but, you know, he was adamant about it.
Yeah. In the wall,
and my mom was always like, yeah, all right, whatever. And he would always be like, all right, did you vote for so-and-so? She's like, yeah, I did. And then later on, she's like, no, I didn't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
And then later on, she finally came out and would tell him, all right, you know, my vote is going to cancel your vote out. So we're just going to cancel each other.
We should just both stay home.
Right. And then by the end,
cause big arguments.
I don't know. After a while, she finally just flipped to his side permanently, or at least that's what she told all of us.
Right.
Oh, really?
Well, I think that happens. I think it doesn't get the publicity.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you doing?
You walked to the polling place thinking one thing and did another?
No, I was completely undecided. I decided my vote on the flip of a quarter.
Oh, wow. The American way.
Vote for Biden.
Right.
It came up Biden.
Democracy at work.
Okay. Well,
heads and tails.
You know?
Sometimes it's that simple, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you, Scott. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
Undecided until the final moments?
I was. I did the same thing as Scott, flipped a coin, and then when I got my ballot, I did Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. So you're staring at both names and resorted to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo.
I did, and I will not tell my husband either, and he has always known who I voted for.
Yeah, this is a very volatile one even in households.
It is.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm sort of surprised people are on the fence that much, like you said, but it just happens.
Hundreds of millions of dollars spent to sway your opinion.
I know.
And it comes down to eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Here we go. We got three random callers. We're going to ask each caller the exact same question. It's going to be simple. We're going to take all of these and average them out and come up with a number, and I'll explain why it's relevant here in just a second. And caller three wins a prize on three random callers.
Sweet.
Before we do that, how about all of you? Melissa?
Yes. Whip?
Yes.
Violetta?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to write it down on a piece of paper right now, your answer. You ready?
Ready.
All right, don't reveal it. Just write it down. I don't want you to be swayed by three random callers.
Oh, okay.
The question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being none, 10 being the most, how stressed out are you right now?
Okay.
Your life, what you've experienced the past 24 hours, all that's going on, how stressed out are you right now?
So 10 is the most.
10 is the most. 1 is the least. Write that down. Hey, Greg, three random callers. You're caller number one. Thanks for participating. You heard the question. How's your day going, by the way, Greg?
Slow.
Slow, yeah.
Yeah.
Stressful. Did you vote yesterday?
Mailed it in.
All right.
Like a lot of people.
Did you watch the coverage last night?
Briefly.
Good call. On a scale of 1 to 10, Greg, how stressed out are you?
8.
Eight.
Whoa.
Eight.
I would not have guessed that from you.
I love that. Thank you, Greg. I don't love that you're stressed out. I love the honesty. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate you listening, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Write that down. 8. We're going to average these out. Who's going to do the math, by the way?
I know how to do averages.
Okay, good. Violetta's got it. All
right. I can't.
How relieved is Melissa? Please don't pick me.
Four.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Three random callers. Your caller number two. How's your day going?
Oh, it's okay. Just dropped my kid off at school.
Well, that takes a little stress away. Sunshine at 70. I mean, we should all be like, just look at this going, oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this. But yet the life we live in, elections, a lot of vitriolic anger, a lot of COVID issues dealing with. Your level of stress right now, scale of 1 to 10, where are you?
Probably 9.
9.
Whoa, you sound so not stressed.
9.
Okay.
9.
9 times. Where's my varsity blues? Hold on. Or no, he gives it a 10.
Yeah, it's a 10.
Hold on. Man, I should have had this ready. I don't have it. 10.
10.
I still don't have it. Hold on. 10. Still don't have it. All right, and finally in at number 3 of 3 random callers. Hi, Maggie.
Good morning.
Well, you sound great. You having a good day?
A lot better now.
You mean because yesterday's over?
Because I got the third caller.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, yeah, so made your day.
I was going to say, if it was because yesterday's over, it ain't over.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You
think it's weird now? Let's see what the next 14 days look like. On a scale of 1 to 10, Maggie, how stressed out are you?
Solid 8.
Oh, my God.
Solid 8. All right. I don't think we need too much math. We got 2 8s and a 9. We're probably around 8.4-ish, Violetta.
What? No. You're at 11.33. Don't you add them up and divide by the number? So we did 8 plus 9 plus 8 equals 25 divided by 3. Oh, equals 8.33. Yeah.
She asked to do it, so.
I don't know. I must have added an extra 9 in there or something. I apologize.
That's why I don't
do it. I just was trusting the calculator, but I guess, you know, you got to double check that. Let's do it one more time. 8.
We're in the 8.
That's a promo right there. Man, if I'm a voice guy, I wish I was on vacation right now. That is tremendous.
And you're really good at fast math. Look at you.
You know.
Whoa. You just knew that without the calculator.
That. That wasn't
true. Here's the difference. She asked to do it. I would have never asked to do it.
Oh, boy. I'm not ashamed. It was a mistake.
Yeah, it was. Well, we had 3 8s and a 9. What's the average, Violetta? 11.
That isn't
even an option.
That's what the calculator said.
On a scale of 1 to 10, we're at 11.7 now, according to my math, Eric. All right. Why don't you handle all the English from now on?
Oh, my gosh. There we go.
What did you write down, Melissa, on how stressed out you are?
I wrote a 7.
7. Whip, you wrote a what?
You're going to think I'm lying. I wrote a 3.
Wow.
You've been so chill during this whole election.
We're all gonna, it's emotion. We're all going to be fine either way. I really believe that.
Yeah. All right.
Violetta, and you get another one in 4 years, by the way.
Violetta, what did you write down?
I wrote down a 4 because, like Whip, I'm like, you know, the sun's still going to rise tomorrow.
Very chill. Well, we don't know that. I'll wait to see tomorrow.
If we have indications the sun isn't going to rise, I'm going up to an 8.
Right. Okay.
I bring up the stress issue because surveys revealed Americans would spend $500 to have just one stress-free day.
Whoa.
$500.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of other outside influences making you all stressed.
Oh, sure there
is. With this year, it's crazy.
That's expensive for one day.
$500 to have one completely stress-free day right now. That's what Americans said they would spend. In fact, 34% of American workers are more burned out than they were a year ago today. I'm surprised it's that low.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much I got left, you know?
34% of workers are more burned out now than they were a year ago today. Do you know how you improve your mindfulness, your ability to manage stress? How many minutes of extra sleep do you need to improve your mindfulness? What do you think?
Extra hours?
Sleep. Minutes. How many minutes,
minutes of sleep
do you need to improve your mindfulness?
I'm going to say 45 minutes.
Anybody else?
25 minutes.
Anybody else?
Like 240 minutes?
29 minutes of extra sleep is what you need to improve your mindfulness. And then finally, researchers at Harvard have discovered that people who think too much die at a younger age.
Oh, yes. Ignorance is bliss.
That's true.
Well, we've learned that today. According to the study, the brains of people who died in their 60s and 70s were missing something that those who died in their 100s had, the rest protein. This type of protein helps quiet down brain activity and reacts to genes that are known to spark the brain when thinking.
I believe it.
So as long as your brain isn't really working.
Makes sense.
As long as your brain is just kind of laying there on the couch.
Yeah.
On your brain couch, you're going to live to be 100. Violetta, I like your chances right now.
Thanks.
You're very relaxed.
I actually just closed my eyes and listened to that.
I might die before 8:30.
Stop thinking so much.
Hey, Lauren, the question is, 1 in 4 women during this pandemic and all the stress going on in life have considered this. What is it?
A career change.
That is exactly right.
What?
A career change. You're like, screw this. I'm going back to school or I'm switching careers or I'm going on one of the job websites or the job boards and I'm going to become a garbage person.
Okay. Oh, man.
Yep. Career change. Hey, are you one of those people, Lauren?
I actually am.
Are you?
Wow.
So you're the 1 in 4.
I was forced to do it, but I'm very happy where I am now.
What did you used to do and what do you do now?
I was a project manager for an IT company and now I'm a project manager for a tech company.
There you go.
Nice.
Same job, different industry.
Yes, but very happy it happened.
There you go. Good. I wonder how dramatic those changes have been for women that have decided, you know what, heck with it, I'm doing a career change, I'm doing something different. Like, have any of you been like, you know, I was a tax accountant, and back in December I decided to switch, now I'm a landscaper.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, like a big, big change.
Big change.
I mean, just changing your job in general is not what I was thinking.
A
That's
whole
huge.
Career change. You're like, heck with it. I'm not doing it anymore.
Wow.
I'm doing something different. Are you that 1 in 4? How big was your change? 312-233-1019. We'd be interested in hearing about it. Big career change, Carrie. From what to what?
I started out as a press operator in a tool and die shop, and I am now an emergency room nurse.
Wow, that is a big change.
Big change.
Wow.
No,
and
what
was the reasoning you decided, screw it, I'm going to do from A to B?
I was thinking to myself, I didn't want to have just a job. I wanted to have a career, and I've always been interested in the medical field. So I just wanted to be able to support myself and my kids and made the move.
That's not like on a Friday you decide to update your resume and you change careers on a Monday. There's a little more involved in that.
Yeah, it was a couple of years of school, a couple of years of prerequisites, a couple of years of wine and tears.
Right.
But
right.
Oh my God.
I get that.
Yeah.
Usually that I call that Thursday. Usually wine and tears. You know, it's interesting. She says, "I saw this. We were talking about memes that came out." If you see me drinking wine out of a coffee mug on November 4th, mind your own damn business.
Oh, really?
So true.
Yeah, big career change. Angel.
Yeah, I went from selling advertising to insurance.
All right. Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Okay, but still
Which
selling.
Do you find to be easier?
Insurance. Yeah. I felt guilty for calling businesses right now during all the riots and all that stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. So you got a lot of work.
It's weird during the riots, they tend not to answer the phones.
Yeah.
Usually because they're hiding in their basement. It's time for Whip's presidential trivia. Let's get our contestant. Hi there, Maureen.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for joining us. How's your day going?
You know, it's going pretty good.
Yeah. Did you vote yesterday?
I did mail in and dropped it off at the ballot place last week.
Gotcha. Did you watch any of the coverage last night?
Painfully until about
11. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You actually start to just, your brain turns to like mashed potatoes after that.
Yeah. Sure.
It's a disaster.
Yes, it does.
Went to bed at 11. Let us assure you now, if you've just woken up, nothing has changed. Nobody knows nothing. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, so it's time for presidential trivia. What's happened, Maureen, is Whip has come up with 3 pieces of trivia that are either relate directly to Donald Trump or to Joe Biden. Okay.
Okay.
It'll be your job to guess, is he sharing a Biden piece of trivia or a Trump piece? He says you get 2 out of 3 right, you will be declared a presidential trivia champion and win valuable prizes.
Excellent.
All right. Are we ready to get underway?
Yes.
We are ready.
All right. Whip, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Here we go. Maureen, presidential trivia piece number 1.
This candidate had an issue with stuttering when he was younger and says Chariots of Fire is his favorite movie.
Ooh.
Could you make it any easier? That's Biden.
Biden, is that right?
That's right.
That is exactly
that
right.
Was that easy?
Listen to her taunting
wow.
you.
Man. I didn't know that was that easy.
She's
so
actually
confident.
Taunting you. Wow.
All right.
Coming right up into your grill there.
I think that was actually the hardest one, so we might as well just hang up now.
Not for her, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that. She's like, please. Please, amateur hour.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, Maureen, you're 1 for 1. Presidential trivia piece and number 2.
Yeah. This candidate made an appearance as himself in the movie Home Alone 2.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be Trump.
That is correct.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Like he would make an appearance as anybody but
yeah.
himself.
Well, hey, just for fun, did you actually know that one or were you guessing, Maureen?
I did not, but Biden wouldn't have been in that.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody's actually seen Home Alone 2. That's the one where Macaulay Culkin moves to Oregon to take advantage of all they've legalized.
That's
it?
Correct. Yeah, he's at the age of 35.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Macaulay. All right, let's see if we can go 3 for 3,
Here we
Maureen.
Go. We have a drum roll.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Presidential trivia piece number 3.
Both candidates say that they do not drink alcohol, citing family history. But one of the candidates says he does have a favorite non-alcoholic drink, claiming to consume no fewer than 12 Diet Cokes a day.
Whoa.
Who is that?
Kanye? No.
Yeah, it is Kanye. You're exactly right.
You are so funny.
You're exactly right. That is Kanye because everybody knows that Rick Astley only has 10 of those per day. Oh, crap. My Rick Astley stopped. There it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, where is it? You're voting for who on that last piece of trivia, Maureen?
I'm going to go with Biden.
I'm sorry. Even I know that.
Wow.
That's amateur.
How did you not get that one?
That's President
I didn't know
Trump.
That.
Yeah.
That is President Trump. His other favorite items are Burger King, McDonald's, KFC.
Well, who isn't?
Well, I agree.
Man, you got the first one. That blew us away.
But we said 2 out of 3. It means you win.
I got a lot of tidbits. Right here. Starbucks is going to roll out holiday drinks, treats, and red cups this Friday, in case you're wondering.
Oh, it's time. Okay, season is here.
I know. It's also the season for chicken pot pie. Who loves chicken pot pie?
Oh, I do.
So good.
Yeah. I love it.
Who loves Costco?
I love Costco.
Well, there you go. Costco is selling a giant 5-pound chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
But I like smaller chicken pot pie, so you get more crust.
Crust sucks.
Want the gravy.
Crust sucks terribly. It's all the filler that's the good stuff, the 5-pound chicken pot pie. By the way, don't forget Costco's 4-pound carrot cake will also be available.
That I can see.
And you guys, you have to try their carrot cake.
Gotcha.
It is so good.
You guys.
You guys, it is so good.
You guys gotta. You got to get a Jack Daniel's Whiskey Variety Pack for the jolliest and booziest holiday season.
Sounds right up my alley.
Get yourself some Jack Daniel's. That'd be nice for the avid whiskey drinker. Got the single barrel select there, the Tennessee Fire. Ooh, boy, that's got a little zip to it. The old number 7, the Tennessee Honey, and don't forget Gentleman Jack.
Gentleman Jack.
Man donates lottery winnings to the police department to get decent coffee after spending the night in jail. Guys in jail and coffee. Like, guys, this is terrible.
Oh, my God.
This is terrible.
These inmates need better coffee.
Then he got out and won the lottery. He said, use this for some decent coffee. It's pure hell in there. It's supposed to be. It's jail. Frozen 2 has beaten Frozen for most weeks ever at number 1 on Billboard soundtrack chart.
Oh, wow. Kids cannot get enough of that.
Yep. So Frozen 2 is now the leader.
Let it go.
Let it go is right. Which one's that from?
That's from Frozen 1. That's the odd thing. I don't think the second one has a song as memorable.
Well,
right?
It's hanging right in there. You know what's odd? Chrissy Teigen. She's odd. Or do you say Teigen? She's here to remind you last night, you might have seen it, to breathe and look at puppy photos on election night to take away all of your stress.
Yeah, I think that's some decent advice. It can help people. For sure.
I didn't
Especially
think
that
about
breathing
that at 9 o'clock last night going, maybe I'll look at some puppy photos. Yeah. Well, maybe I should have. Company is now offering $9,000 to someone to browse the internet.
Oh, okay. What
the
else?
The Norwegian makers of the internet browser Opera announced they're offering nine grand payday for a 2-week dream job browsing the web for fun. They are currently searching for their very own personal browser, they call it.
Okay.
Well, there you go, Melissa.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
For a little side action, so to speak.
Sure,
that's
why not?
That's your move right there. Humpback whale scoops up California kayakers and then spits them out.
No way. This is biblical.
It is biblical. What started as a peaceful morning of kayaking and whale watching turned into one close call for Julie McSorley and her friend Liz in San Luis Obispo. As it turns out, I saw a big pool of fish, the big bait ball come up out of the water. I saw the whale come up and I thought, oh no, it's too close. The whale was right here in my face, literally in my face. Wow. All of a sudden, I lifted up, and I was in the water, said McSorley, who was recording the whole experience on her cell phone.
Oh, I have to see that.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to push a whale out of the way. It was the weirdest thought. I'm thinking, I'm dead. I thought I was going to land, or thought it was going to land on me. Next thing I know, I'm underwater. Once McSorley surfaced, she waited for her friend Liz to surface, too, as the whale scooped him up and spit him out.
What?
It's hard to even actually take all that in right now.
You know what's really hard to take in?
What?
Wisconsin man pulled over for driving with a snowmobile on top of his Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Had the whole snowmobile on top of the Corolla. Okay.
And it was facing the wrong way.
Yeah, and these are the people that are going to decide the election, folks, right there. Those people in that Corolla with the snowmobile on the roof control the future for the next 4 years. Think about that.
Yeah, well.
That'll shake you. You think you're worried about a whale spitting you out? Worry about this. And finally, on Tidbit Wednesday, Florida man invents robot to insert and remove contact lenses. Have a hard time doing it? You can buy a robot now. The robot will do it for you.
Oh, wow.
Craig Hershoff, who uses special contacts known as scleral lenses, said he invented his voice-activated robot to help elderly patients and others with dexterity issues to insert and remove their contact lenses without another person's assistance.
That's really nice for the elderly.
Yeah, it is very nice.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.